Lady Shear in Chavis Halvavus, Shai Yichud HaMaisa, Wednesday afternoon. We're up to the Temptations of the Yetzer Hara, Perek Hei, and we're up to the ninth one, which talks about being lazy in Avodas Hashem. There will be around a minute or two now of silence or talking, Stam, and then the Shear will start. Take off the next 2 weeks. The problem is, it's not a problem, but then the third week I won't be here. That is, I will not be here the first week of Elul. So that would be 3 Wednesdays off, and then we'll start the Wednesday, the second week in Elul. That's the week of Rishul's Bar Mitzvah. The week after Justin's Ufruf. So we won't learn the next 3 weeks after today, and we'll resume Wednesday, Parshas Shoftim. No, Parshas Kisaitse. The Wednesday of Kisaitse. In case I run out, because I have to meet with someone, so we're not learning the next announcement. We're not learning the next 3 weeks, 2 weeks by design, and the next week I won't be here. So the next time we learn after today will be the Wednesday of Parshas Kitzeitze. The Wednesday of Kitzeitze. That means, Ekev Rei and Shoftim not. Okay, let's go back to Shari Yichud HaMaisa. And Chavis HaLova Shari Yichud HaMaisa, and we're talking about the temptations of the Yetzer Hara. And we're actually up to number 9, in case you're numbering them. And now we're really up to the first one that's on a pragmatic level, not a theological level. Till now, we were talking about making a person wonder about certain truths. And the last two had to do with Schar V'Onesh. One had to do with Schar V'Onesh and Olam Hazeh, and the other one had to do with Schar V'Onesh and Olam Haba. And now we're up to number 9, and this is the first one that is like pragmatic or practical, down to earth. People may feel that the first ones are not nogea them so much, even though it is, it really is, because deep down we do have trouble with some of these concepts. You know, how much is Hashem in charge and how much is everything a manifestation of His will and so on. But we think, okay, we're believing Jews, but now comes the nitty gritty, and now it really turns into much more of a Musar Sefer than we're used to in Chavis HaLvavos. I mean, this is probably the most Musari of the whole Sefer. Even the first part of Perek Hei till now was more hashkafa and philosophy, a little theology, but now it's like really Musar. So now we're shifting landscapes. We're talking to a person who's totally mamin, who believes everything in Hashem and the nefesh and olam haba and schar va'onesh. So you would say, okay, you know, such a person is going to be a big tzaddik because he knows how true everything is. So what's going to be the problem? So we're going to learn now the problem. V'chasha yisyoish, and we're only up to number 9. He has plenty more to go. V'chasha yisyoish hayetzer misapek osanu, from making us doubt. B'chol masha kodam zichro, and you see that's a very good phrase, because as I said, everything up till now constitutes a set, constitutes a type of philosophy, theology, etc. So the Yetzer Hara, after he's failed, after he's ready to move on, he's failed from making us doubt any of the things we discussed till now. Yishtadel, two things. And he says two phrases now, and they're really the opposite, and it's very ironic, and it makes us laugh, because you'll see in a second why. Now, I have to admit, you know, when I learned this next thing, this next piece, you know, I think of a man and men, and men's obligation to learn Torah and to be very involved in spiritual matters. And the struggle is, you go to work and you have certain obligations and you have certain tithes and certain, you know, certain things that take you away. A woman, I don't know a woman's life, to me, a woman is, because everything's spiritual. I'm serious, like everything. So, okay, I guess you have women that fritter away money to buy the latest fashions. Face, I don't know. But really, I don't know the struggle a woman goes through. I'm talking about, like, you know, a good woman who doesn't, you know, who's not profligate in her spending, face, something. Like, that's the only thing. I don't know, maybe my wife is so wonderful, I can't imagine anything less than that. Like, I don't know what I know what a man struggles with. I don't know, a woman doesn't, she can't struggle with wasting, don't tell me the answer. Like, how do you struggle with wasting time? Like, she's home and she's taking care of the house. Like, okay, I guess there's women that want to stay in bed till 12 o'clock and eat pom-poms, I don't know. Bonbons, bonbons, I don't know what women struggle with. Women, I understand they struggle with maybe with in Benadam Lachvero. They struggle with kinna, and they struggle with their husbands, and they struggle with the kids. You know, that's a struggle. But again, so we're going to learn this, and I apologize if I see it for a man. This is very, very, very relevant. You know, if it's relevant for women too, fine. You know, take it. Okay, Yishtad la'atzel olsanu b'maiso avoda. He will try to it's very funny. Like, again, speaking as a man, I know you want to go learn at night. I'm tired. I just worked the whole day. I got to rest. I got to relax. I can't. I'm lazy. I got to get up for minyan. I'm lazy. Yishtad la'atzel olsanu b'maiso ha'avoda. On one hand, see, now we're down to brass tacks. I'm shalem in my emunah. I'm shalem in every belief I'm supposed to have. Now we get l'maiso, how to live. So the Yetzirah will try to, will make us, you know, it's, don't go overboard, you gotta stay chilled, you gotta relax, you can't be so intense when it comes to Ruchnius. And when it comes to Gashmius, the Yatridenu, with all sorts of silly things, they're really not lasting, they're not relevant, they're not important, they're less than important. You know, the things that loom in importance in a person's life. You know, and if people would keep a record, of in my family, like, so we felt at one point, especially when kids moved back to America, so we felt very far flung. So we make a newsletter. We make a weekly newsletter, and everybody sends it in, and I'm the publisher and the editor. And we send it out to everybody in the family. All the married kids get a newsletter of what's happening in everybody's life every week. We just celebrated our first anniversary. We were in year two now. So once I made the point, I said if people would read what they wrote 2 weeks ago, or even 1 week ago, you'll see the following phenomena. What seemed so important and so pressing, and so, like, that's my life, and I'm going through this, and I have to take care of this, and Then like a week later, you look back and say, I can't believe that it matters so much. I can't believe I spent more than 3.5 minutes on it. I can't believe that bothered me. V'chulu, I say it's very good Musa Haskel. I wrote an editorial. It's very good Musa Haskel that a week later, you look back and you say, okay, what did I do that week? And then Tuesday I did this, and then we went here, and then we had this Agmas Nefesh, and we had to deal with this. And then marish, silly, that's what you do. What am I spending my life on? So the Yitzhara tries to make you busy. When it comes to spiritual matters, he makes you lazy, and you gotta chill out, and it's not so important, and you'll get to it tomorrow, and you have to be normal, and you have to... He introduces atzlus into the human system when it comes to ruchniyistic matters, and when it comes to kashmiyistic matters, everything seems so important, and I'm going to say things now, and nothing I say should be taken to... Nothing's intrinsically bad. I'm giving examples, and I admit I'm giving examples from my perspective, and if anything sounds to you like, well, what's wrong with that? So just take it with a grain or two of salt. It's like, oh, it's important to eat out, and it's important to take trips, and it's important to... And these things become so important, and then when you look back, you don't really have much to show for it. I know, you do, the family bonded, please. I'm just giving examples. We all have things that when it comes to ruchniyistic matters, again, and a man, I can relate to this very well. I deal with men a whole day, mostly. When it comes to ruchniyus, they're tired, they have a headache, they have a chasana to go to, they have every mafriya in the world. And they miss, and have a headache, and my charus is not there. For some reason, when a person's charus is not there, he has a free ticket off. I don't know why. I don't know why a person has off if his charus is not there. I don't know why that makes a person have off. But that's the mentality. And that's what the Torah does. When it comes to ruchniyistic matters, he makes you lazy. And maybe, again, maybe women, I don't know, when it comes to davening, again, please. Again, I don't know your lives. I don't know your kids, especially if you have small kids. Maybe. I'm just giving an example, please. It comes to davening. I can't get around to it. But then if you want to, go shopping in the mall, or you want to go and have a cup of coffee in the cafe with a friend, like that, you do have time for that's what the Torah tries to do. He makes us lazy in spiritual pursuits, and he makes gashmiyistic pursuits seem very important, very pressing, very compelling. V'yatridenu, and he makes us busy. And if I go to people and I say, why don't you devote X amount of hours to spiritual pursuits? They're so busy. Everybody's busy. Are you kidding? I'm busy. And the Yitzhara said, yeah, you're busy, because that's the Yitzhara making us busy in Yonei Olameinu. We're busy with things that we don't really have to be busy with. The year I was an Ovel, the 2 years really, but I experienced this my first year when I was an Ovel for my mother, Leah Shalom. I didn't go to weddings. Just one small example. And go to weddings, and the world didn't come to an end, and they got married anyway, I found out. And so you'll say, yeah, that's because the person wasn't upset because he knew you were a novel. But if you're not a novel, he'll be upset. If I was honest with myself, there are not that many people that would be upset if I didn't come to the wedding. I could probably count them on the fingers of an amputated hand. They're not upset, and you don't maybe have to go. Again, I'm talking from a man's, you have to go to every wedding, and who says you have to go out to eat? I'm not going to keep repeating my apologia, okay? I said it once, I'm going to say it again. Who says you have to go out to eat? And who says you have to go on trips? And who says you have to go to every wedding? And who says you have to go to every simcha? And who says, I don't know, certainly when I was young, people paid social calls. Maybe they don't do it anymore because everybody's so busy, so nobody has time. But people used to go out like Malava Malka. People used to go visit friends. They used to go like a social call. I remember when I was growing up, people went to people's houses. Even when I first got married, if I think even in the kollel I was in, people like visited people. Like, they don't do that, and the world's not gonna. And, like, we're too busy with Olam Hazeh. That's what he says. The Yetzer Hara makes us lazy in spiritual pursuits, and he's matrid us. He makes us very busy, and it plays off against each other, because he makes us busy. He makes it seem much more important than it is, much more compelling than it is. And then, if you go and say, so you're not spending enough time on spiritual pursuits, you say, I can't, I'm too busy. So there's like a lot here, a lot of layers of, I feel, there's a lot of layers of nekudos in this Chayvus HaLavus. There's the very laziness in spiritual pursuits and busyness in physical pursuits. And yet you put your heart and your soul into it, and things that it doesn't matter, just, and then you turn around and the person's too busy, and he says, look, because the last thing on the list is spiritual pursuits. Because he says, I have to live, I'm in this world, so I have all these things to take care of, and when I have a little time left, whatever time I have left, I'll do the spiritual pursuits. But you're never gonna have time left, you'll have very little time left. I asked once, rather, a woman to do something. And again, you can't extrapolate because, you can't extrapolate because people are in different situations where they taka can't do it. But I asked her, yeah, she can't, she's too busy. So I pressed her because it was something that don't. She could have done it. Now, again, I'm not judging her because, not in her life, but of course we're busy, we're busy with this. You have to make time. In this case, it was doing something for the tzibur. So you have to, that's a spiritual pursuit, by the way. When you do something, gashmi, just for a tzibur that needs it, that's automatically a spiritual pursuit. Okay, v'yatvidenu b'nyonei olomenu mimachol u'mimishta. People, I don't know, there's people that are busy with gourmet. You go look at these advertisements for pomegranate. There's people busy with gourmet cuts of meat and this kind of basted turkey or duck, I don't know what. But they have a guy there, and like he's in charge of the meat department. And these are in ads. This is always, ads. And he's a very nice man. He looks like a nice person. I'm sure he's from. He's doing his parnosa. But apparently, if he has a job, he's like a consultant in what meat to buy. I don't know. Like you're going to hackers. And there are people that live that way. I don't want to say what neighborhoods in New York. From people, good people, but they're busy. They're busy with food and with drink and malbush and clothing. Umerkov, and Chavis Alovis is not talking about a car. Could we look here? It's not working. Cool is what's flashing. The word cool is flashing.
But it's on 28.
Okay. Okay, it was on 8.
Why is it on 28?
Well, it's probably 28 in here. Now I just put it on cool. It was on heat till now. Yeah, okay. And you're busy with air conditioning. Oh, no, that's America, but you're busy with what kind of car you're going to have. Velehonos, bemine hanos, hagufnios. I just know that I have a son who moved to America, and he's a good boy, and he's caught up in it too, and he knows he's caught up in it, but he's a good observer. It's good to talk to him, because he likes to observe things and talk about them. This is very true. He says, people in America, he felt he had to move there, but he knew what he's getting into. People are busy. First of all, people are busy all day earning money, mamish, because everything's expensive, and even the most innocent, pure soul there's a element of keeping up with the Joneses, even like, because you have to. My daughter-in-law, my son, wonderful people, not the one in Flatbush. He's a Flatbush balabos, but but the one that lives in Muncie, tire of people. But I can't send my kids to school with kach for kach clothing. Like, I can't. Like, she can't. You know, she has to dress them, you know. And that's life there. He said, that's life. And he knew it. He knew it before he went. And he knew he was going to have charata for going. But he felt he had to go. And we talked about how he can avoid mamish falling into the trap. But this is real. But he says, you're busy with Machel, Mishtem, Malbush, Merkov, and Eretz Yisrael is becoming Western. Israel, Medina Israel, is becoming Westernized. And now he says such a clever thing, the Chavis Halvavis. He's so smart. He says, the Yetzirah has an automatic foothold in one area of Gashmius, that you have to listen to him, and that's food. Food. You can't live without food. So you have to be involved in Gashmius by food. You have to. You have to figure out what you're going to eat, and what you're going to buy, and what you're having for supper, and you have to, and you have to be involved in food. Ashelo yitochein lamo bilto, because food you need. He could have said maybe sleep also, like, you know, you have to go to sleep. So, but once, he says, once he has a foothold in your gashmiyustika life, and it's so easy for him to get a foothold in food. Very, very interesting. I went to a nutritionist this morning. I have a nutritionist I visit once a month, and I say hello, and then I leave. So he's a frum guy, very nice man, very chassidish guy. He wrote a book about nutrition, but we were talking today. He told me to read chapter 4 of the book, because I bought the book for him, but I never opened it. It's a guy with a long black beard, and he's holding a bunch of green apples. That's him. So he has a new edition of it, and chapter 4 is the spirituality of food. And why we have to eat. And really, he says, Ruchnius is very interesting that he was talking to me about this today. He said, really, there's a supreme Avodas Hashem in eating, because the Chet Avodim Arishon was in eating. And you could look at all of our Avodas Hashem as a tikkun of that Chet. And we have to be misaken the Chet of eating by eating properly. And by eating what we're supposed to eat, and by eating what's good for us, and what makes us healthy, and what lets us. And then I told him that there are endless mitzvahs that have to do with eating. It's like the Torah is almost obsessed with eating. You're eating matzah, you're eating karbonos, you're eating ma'aser sheni, you're eating truma. Like, you're eating. There's so many mitzvahs that are connected with eating. You're not allowed to eat basar b'challah. You have to eat on Shabbos. You have to eat on Yom Tov. Really, you have to eat this korban and the ola and the chatos and the shlomim and the todah. Like, eating, and the Kohanim eat, like eat. It's like probably the most. And then I said, he had a point. Like, I got to reach out to for the book. He says, like, it's almost as if, like, our whole lives is to take the eating and turn it into Avodas Hashem. And that is a supreme value in our lives. It's not like an afterthought of something we have to deal with, but that is. And then he's not telling me that's why the rabbis have a tish. Like, the tish is really that principle at a tish. That it's supposed to be centered and focused on spiritual eating.
That's what I,
what? Yeah, that's if you if you're eating for hanah, meaning many mefarshim say it doesn't have to be to mean it doesn't have to be taken literally. What it means is you're not eating for your own enjoyment. That's what it means. Now, once I'm not eating for my own enjoyment, so it's very possible that during the week I will, if I would stick to that and not veer a kihuzeh off of not eating for enjoyment. So maybe I will end up with Pas Bamelech.
Well, what's wrong with enjoyment? I thought
that we're going to
have 120 years about tasting all the.
Yeah, if you use it as a stepping stone to be Makir Tov to Hashem, if you use it in a Shar HaBechina way, then you sit down, let's say, with a Gishmak of food. And Hashem gave us taste buds. He obviously wants us to have that pleasure of taste. It's one of the five senses. So, for sure, the Pshat in that Gemara is not hedonism. The Pshat in that Gemara is that to appreciate Hashem. And I failed Shar HaBechina mode. Right? We can use shorthand for that now. Shar HaBechina mode. And if you don't use Shar HaBechina in food, so you're lacking that appreciation of Hashem in that aspect of life. That's what it means. So, again, you know, so you could end up with Pas Bamelech Tochel if that's already, everybody's going to have a different life. So some people will stick to Pas Bamelech, and most Mepharshim say it's not literal anyway. It's talking about an attitude towards food. Anyway, but the Chavis Alvavas here, it's very interesting, you talked about it with me today. I eat as a substitute for sleeping. That's my problem. I'm not saying I'm a tzaddik, but I have a. That's my problem. So instead of going to sleep, I eat to give me energy. So that's not good, and we're trying to work on that. Not that I don't eat for enjoyment. I don't mean to imply that. I'm just finishing the story. Anyway, but the Chavis Halvavas very interestingly says, it's Mamish his point, he says the Yetzer Hara already has his clutches on you because you have to eat, so you have to be involved in Gashmius. So then, Yiyapalano Hamosorim, not Hamutorim, Hamosorim, other luxuries that you don't need. Who says you need this? Who says you need that? We're so used to luxuries, the truth is that we don't even think of them as luxuries anymore, you know. And then it could be that it's a self-perpetuating cycle in which if I would say air conditioning, the truth is air conditioning, even 15 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, probably even 10, was a luxury. And now it became a necessity. So you say, yeah, but now that Itaka is a necessity. Okay, that's a good excuse, but it really is. So now people have electric bills that are much higher, right? And now their standard of living has to be much higher, and then they have to have central air conditioning, and then the bills are ever in cough, and they may have to work more to earn money to pay your bills. Right, so Yapalonu Hamosarim, he'll make attractive. He'll make Mosarim very attractive to us, whatever the Mosarim happened to be. Whatever. Again, you know, we are so spoiled that we don't think of it as luxuries anymore. We have so many luxuries that are part of our everyday lives that we don't even think of it as luxuries anymore. So like, we keep, like, to get to a luxury, you have to think of a 24-room mansion, and you know, and servants, you know. But you know, before that, I don't have any luxuries. But then there's people that, you know, that live simple lives, and they don't have this and they don't have that, and they survive. Al Kaponim, the Iker is, he's not talking about now the midah of having luxuries. That's not his point at all. He's talking about spending your life pursuing it. That's what he's talking about. Spending your time. Time is life. Spending your time making sure you have those luxuries. Shehem tfeila lemazonos, v'yachabav lanu ha-simcha v'ha-tanug. So you say, what do you mean? Mitzvah gadola leos b'simcha tamid. What do you mean? That's the Yetzirah. He means going out, having a good time, entertainment. I don't know. Again, I don't know what people. You know, when I was growing up, people went out. They went out in the evenings. People would go out. You go out. So that's what he's talking about. Now he says something. He sort of switches, and he talks about now for a few lines how you do things so that, because you care what people think about you, but not people that are your friends, but like people that are chashuv, and you'll meet the president of a university, and you'll meet these people or politicians, and you want to, and you start doing things. You take speech lessons, and you worry much more about your diction and the clarity of the way you talk, and maybe you want to up the level of your vocabulary because you want to mix with the intelligentsia. That's what he's talking about. Ulekane besorim ubaanche avodasam. And okay, the world in the last, let's say, since the French Revolution, maybe, it's become, it's moving towards an almost classless society. But it used to be, certainly in the Chavis Halvavus' time, the very, very classes, you know, were very, very marked, and you had royalty, and you had chashuva people, and you had landowners, and even in the 1800s, yeah, you had salons where people would get intelligentsia, would get together and talk all the narishkeiten and smoke cigars, whatever, and drink, and you know, there would be a whole life in the salons of Germany and in France, certainly, and in Austria. Like, this was a whole life, and you want to be part of that. You want them to think, I would say something now again, for the thousandth time, it would be like saying, I am going to go to college and get a degree because I want people to look up to me with respect. That's what it would be, the equivalent of what Chavis Halvavus is talking about. I want people to respect me, and I feel I will get, and the Yetzirah says, you will have respect if you are called Rabbi Doctor. Rabbi, dime a dozen. Go look it up. Go open a phone book. See thousands of rabbis, all getting clergy discounts. Rabbi Doctor, that's already, that's choshuv, you know. Yeah, people like already address you with more respect if you're a Rabbi Doctor. The lekane besorim uva'anshe avodos. Some of the Yetzirah wants you to be jealous of. You don't want to be. You're learning, you know. It's a big deal. You know, what are you doing? You say, oh, I do this and I do that, and all of a sudden you say, oh, now people respect me. Lehidamo salem, you want to be like them. Velinhog min hogom, you want to dress like they dress. You don't want to look like a fashlepta person. You want to look cool and sharp, and you want to make sure you look like you're in. Velaleches b'chukosehem. The Vakoshas Hata'anugim, and you follow their lifestyle, because they're going to say, you know, what model car do you drive? Or they'll see the way you dress, and it's like two seasons ago models, or your house. I don't know. I mean, again, not talking to the people in this room, but there are people that, when I went furniture shopping with my wife when we were engaged, so we went furniture shopping for secondhand furniture. So we went to the Nassau County, Suffolk County. There are people that changed their whole bedroom furniture like every 2 years. Colonial, I still remember the words. Colonial and American, I don't even remember. But like, they were throwing it out. They're just throwing it out. Because they have to renew their... So it's extreme, but we're all a little guilty of some kind, some form of this. Now, there are different girsas in the Chayvus Halvavus, so you'll have to stop me if anybody's following. You'll tell me if you lost me here. And when he sees we're a little interested, Yomar, he'll say, okay, now he, Kshinas Mosnecha, meaning gird your loins, get yourself ready, Chasov Zroecha, roll up your sleeves, and go for it. Ha'ish Haniftev, you know, people, there are people that, it doesn't, you know, there are forms of this, we have to use our imaginations. You have conversations with people, you want to make sure you know what they're talking about. You don't want to be out of the loop. What are you talking about? Oh, you didn't hear? You didn't hear, like, such and such happened, such and such said this? No. So you're a neb. You don't want to, nobody wants to be a neb. So you have to be on top of every nairishkeit that takes place, because you don't want to be a neb. Hagever Hamusos, he has you in his olam, work in the world, and you'll be part of the productive people in the world. You'll be accomplished, and you'll be constructive, and you'll do things. But get to work, because you have to work, it's not gonna come by itself. He's talking like the Yetzer Tov should talk about spiritual matters, but he's talking, he's also talking and saying, listen, you're not going to get anywhere if you just sit back in a Beis Medrash a whole day and look over some musty sefer. You got to go out there and hustle. You got to hustle. While to sasek b'maisim b'maisim olam haba, that's not going to get you anywhere. You want to have friends. You want to be able to relate to people. You have to be with it. You have to know every trend that's out there. You have to know every the name of the music groups. You have to know. You have to be in the know. Elamashiyah l'chabo ezer l'olam hazeh. What's going to get you ahead in this world? This is the world you're living in. The tiyamarutza bo, and then people will hold of you and like you, and you will find favor in the eyes of the people that you come into contact with. Yeah, you want to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. Yeah, that's very nice, but Hashem's not cutting your next paycheck. So you got to find favor in the eyes of your coworkers, in the eyes of your boss, in the eyes of the people that help you get ahead. That's what he says. La noshiv manhiga. This is the Yetzer Hara talking, by the way. Maybe I should say that like every 15 seconds. The tiamarutzbo la noshiv umanhiga ben amoshlem el shor ha'om. Val tadvid libcha bedover min achochmos. Don't study things. Maybe it means Torah. Or it could even mean things that don't get you respect in the eyes of the world. Study things, like, you gotta get a doctorate. Study things that will get you kavod in the eyes of the people of your generation. The high ups, the politicians, shoter, the kotzin, the chief of police, bali maila. The intelligentsia. And you should study Chochmas HaLashon, making sure you speak properly, the Tochen HaMishkol, that has to do with songs. And although this is times, song was a very big artistic expression. This is like in the Arab world, in the Arab Moor, I think it's called M-O-O-R, in the Arab Moor Society, they were poets, and the cadence and the whatever it's called in a poem, you have to make sure it's like. So that's what you should study, because then you'll. I can imagine, again, I don't know our lives, but certainly during the Haskalah, which wiped away 80% of Frum Jewry, different forms of the Haskalah, whether it's the Yiddish Haskalah or Goyish Haskalah or Hebrew Haskalah, but there was all this Yetzirah of, you know, be a Jew at, you know, one of Mendelssohn's credo was be a Jew at home and a man in the street. In the street, you'd be a man, you know, be like everyone else and be educated, and you'll know Tochen HaMishkol, you'll understand poetry, V'sharashe HaDikduk, V'hashir, V'hachidos, V'hachamudos, like riddles, I guess that used to be a chokhma as well, parables, stories, riddles, V'hamasholim, HaMuflohim, again, these are like the salons of Europe. That's what they did. They would mamish talk about the, and they would have literary discussions about, and it's all Irish guy, it's all sheker, and it's nothing. Amalitzos hanochrios, betatzmid loshevus amanche hatzachus. You'll sit with these people. V'lamad ledaber im kol kat mititos bnei yodom. You have to know how to talk to everybody. Again, this sounds very good. It sounds like the Eitzah Tov could be saying this also. But the Yetzer Hara is saying it in a bad way, so you have to delve into, you have to know about this discipline, because you have to talk to people, and they have to, you know, see that you understand where they're coming from, and so on and so forth. Baal Tishtok, and don't sit there silently. Shalotech Shevev Eliksil, you know, people will think you have nothing to say. So you have to study things, so that if there's a discussion about Eastern Europe in the 1400s, so you're going to have what, I don't know, was there an Eastern Europe in the 1400s? I don't even know. I guess so. I guess there was a Europe, and if there was a Europe, there was an Eastern Europe. So it was Eastern Europe in the 1400s, and you have to have what to say. You're going to stand there like a dope? Again, we have to zustell this to our lives, that the Yetzirah says you're going to stand there foolishly while they're discussing any Irish kite in the world. You better be in the know, and study and read news and read blogs so that you could have an intelligent opinion about every Irish kite in the world. The Hanach Shara Chochmos, don't study things, you know, they're talking about current events. You're not going to throw in Achavis Halvavis. Lesnaig, Ki Giyosan Rabbah, you have to work very hard to learn something of spiritual value. We know that. But Toaldamut, that's not going to do you any good. And now he says, okay, we'll stop here. But the answer is that we don't give him a foot in the door. And that's, you know, we have to stop him, because once he makes inroads, so you have to stop him, and you have to say, this is not important. Like I said, you know, you look 2 weeks later, everything you did 2 weeks ago is going to seem pretty silly.
Even yesterday.
especially something that bothered you yesterday. Like you're real angry. I said it with the newsletter. Like I, you're real angry, and then a week later you go, boy, I can't believe I got angry over that. Like, well, nothing happened, big deal. Okay, so now we'll stop.